This morning's message is entitled New Beginnings. And my message this morning has a twofold message. What I mean by that is there is a message for the non-believer. There's also a message for the believer. So with that said, we'll go ahead and get started. I've got some information I want to share with you this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3, and we're going to read from verses 1 through 4. Zechariah chapter 3, 1 through 4. It says, "And he shewed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto these that stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." When you read that passage, you see that this is a type or picture of a converted soul to Christ. When we were lost without Christ, we are lost sinners on our way to hell. That is why we need Christ. He paid that price in full. But when we, before we came to Christ to accept Him as our Lord and Savior, our righteousness was filthy rags to God. Even as believers, our righteousness are filthy rags. And whatever righteousness a believer has is not their own. It is Christ's righteousness. So with that said, anybody who doesn't know Christ should know Him. Paul says that today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, you can know today. You can know for sure that if you were to die today, you can go to heaven. This way that when you come to Christ and get saved, you will have a new beginning. The most important decision I believe that anybody could make is the decision on whether they spend eternity. Because that right there is the most important thing to settle in your mind and anyone's life. Of course, you've got decisions like marriage and kids and buying a house, graduation. All these are important and they are good. But the most important decision that trumps all that is, where are you going to spend eternity? The choice is yours. We can't force you. You'd have to make the choice. You'd have to make the decision to accept Christ if you don't know Him as Savior. When a person comes to Christ, they are a new creature. They have a new beginning. They have a new nature. And I will get to that in a minute. But in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, it says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, it says, "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." You see, our righteousness, our own righteousness, are filthy rags because of our flesh. We have a sin nature. We have an old, corrupt flesh. The question is do you have Christ? Are you clothed with Christ's righteousness? Because whatever a believer does, whatever good a believer does, is not them. It is Christ that worketh through them and in them. Because if we were to do things on our own accord, we will boast and we will pride off that. And if there's anything that God will not do, is share His glory. God will make sure that He gets all the glory. Every breath you take, every step you make, is all because of God and all because of Christ. Me being up here to preach is because of Christ. Any good words or things that I say and do is because of Christ. It's not because of me. Now, as per the believer, and I hope this can be very encouraging to you, because I want us to be encouraged. As we start off and continue through this new year, I'm sure as believers, last year we've done things, we've said things that we probably regret. And we probably still have things that we regret, and we think on things that we've regretted in the past. But the good news is, Paul says to forgetting those things which are behind, pressing towards the mark. What I want to say is that no matter what has happened last year, this is a brand new year. The Lord's mercies are renewed each and every day. How much more are they renewed each and every year? Therefore, we can take confidence that whatever may have happened the previous year, we can start off with a clean slate. How is this possible? It is possible only by the blood of Jesus Christ, which is in fact our righteousness. Because Jesus Christ is the only one who was righteous. And He was the one that shed His blood to pay that price. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Anyone in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed. All things become new. Revelation 21, verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write for these things which are true and faithful. It is Jesus Christ that makes all things new. Take Noah and the ark. 8 people got on the ark and 8 people came off the ark. The ark is a picture of Jesus Christ. Are you in Christ Jesus? And if you are, you can take a surety that every new day and every new year is a new year. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth. Shall ye not know of it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. You know, even in dry places, God says that He'll make a way. So no matter what you may be going through, God will always make a way. Even through the dry spots in your life. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. If His mercies are new every morning, how much more are they new every year?
I'm going to close with this. Like I said, Paul says to press toward, forgetting that which is past and pressing toward the mark. As we continue through this new year, let us forget those things which are behind, pressing towards our blessed hope. Christ Jesus, the coming, His second coming, and the translation of the church. That is our blessed hope. Christ is our blessed hope. So no matter what you may have done or said or regret in the last year, this year is a new year. Let us press forward towards the mark. Jesus said, those who put their hand to the plow and look back are unfit for the kingdom of God. You wouldn't run. You wouldn't want to try to run straight and look back at the same time, because then you won't be running straight. But in order to run your course and run in a straight course, you need to look forward, not behind you. Amen. Let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. Father, I pray, Lord, that your word would please just encourage us, Lord. Just please work on our hearts, deal with us, Lord, accordingly. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We praise you and thank you. We pray, Lord, that you bless this day, make this a great day, and we thank you for all that you've done. And Lord, we do pray and ask all these things in your name. Amen.